Hello. The following meditation is designed by the Berkeley Psychic Institute to enhance your meditation program at home. To prepare for this, you want to find yourself a real comfortable spot to sit in. And hopefully you'll do this in a quiet room where you can be undisturbed for at least, a half an hour. Go ahead and find that chair and make yourself comfortable and take a nice deep breath. Relax. You're there. You're sitting down, and take a little moment here to notice what's happening around you. What's going on in your surroundings right now? Where are you in the room that you're in? And what's in the room with you? This gives you a reference point for your body, being in it. You'll also want to right now check and see if you're comfortable, if you need a glass of water next to you, or maybe you're not warm enough, get yourself a blanket. A good way to enhance your meditation time is to not have any distractions if you can help it. You might even unplug the phone. They can always call you later. Take another nice deep breath. You have to breathe. Your body's going to feel better if you're relaxed and you breathe. And let's go ahead and do a clean out. A good way to start this would be by creating a gold sun. We're going to collect up your energy. Where did you leave it today? You can do this by going ahead and creating a, maybe a soap bubble or a big water balloon above your head, like a gold sun. And it's going to be getting bigger and bigger as it fills up with your energy as you draw back all your life force where you left it. Where did you leave it today? Is it still in your car? Or do you have it at home with somebody who maybe has something for you to do? Or in a project at work? We often leave some of our life force in our jobs. Maybe you went to the grocery store or the bank. This is a time for you to collect back wherever you left a little part of you. You can do this by drawing it back like a magnet to the gold sun and go ahead and fill it up, or allow little rivulets of your energy to drift into that water balloon or flow into it and fill it up with energy till it gets bigger and bigger. Go ahead and watch your gold sun as you do this and notice how big it starts to get. Look at how much energy you left out there. It's a good time to give it back to you. As that gold sun gets nice and big up there and you're ready to fill yourself up, go ahead and poke a hole in the gold sun. Let all your energy come back to you. You might find it flowing into you like water, like that water balloon just popped, or that magnet just released, and all that energy comes back into the body, starts to fill up every cell of your body. Let it just start to fill right up in the center of your head. Kind of let that energy flow through the crown chakra and swirl around inside your head. You might feel it tingling a little bit or tickling, or you might even feel a warm sensation. Go ahead and let that energy flow through you. Let it come into your neck and shoulders. Let it fill you up, bringing that energy into your torso and your arms and your legs. Let it flow down into the ankles and the feet. And make sure it fills up around the back of you too. Don't forget your backside. And just take a nice deep breath. You're doing a good job. And you're giving your own energy back to yourself. It's where it belongs. Take that nice deep breath again. You want to take a real nice deep breath. Go ahead and release that breath. Now that you've brought in some of your own energy, it's time to take a little bit of that energy to create something. We're going to create a grounding cord. Would you go ahead, and I'd like you to, beginning at the base of your spine, connect it to that first chakra, the survival center, the one you want to ground. would you release a grounding cord all the way down through the earth to the center of the planet and anchor it there. Now, the way that you're going to want to do this is going to be up to you. There are many different pictures that will work for you. At this time, would you check and see what picture are you using for a grounding cord? Do you always use a redwood tree, or do you always use a chain? Maybe it's time, at this time, to change that. Maybe a waterfall, or a clear glass tube. Maybe a feather boa with a little more amusement in it. Or it might be time to make your grounding cord bigger. Go ahead and let that grounding cord drop right down. Make sure it's anchored at the first chakra and the center of the earth. And would you take another nice deep breath right now and let your grounding cord do its job? You don't have to do anything. No effort. It just drains that energy out of you that you don't want. This is the time to release. You don't have to worry about what you have to get done right now. Let go of those problems you're trying to solve. Notice if there's some pain or discomfort that you have in your body or that you're carrying around with you every day. Right now, right at this moment, at this present time moment, let it go. Drop it down, that grounding. You don't need it. At this moment, you don't have any problems. You're giving to yourself. This is your time for you. Once you've cleaned out that first chakra, let go of maybe any problems you're hanging on to, another place you can release from is the center of your head. Remember that? Be in the center of your head right now. Place just behind your eyes. If you have trouble finding that spot, you can go ahead and put your forefinger in the front of your head and one in the back and draw an imaginary line there between the fingers. And then go ahead and take those two fingers and put them above the temples, just above your ears, and draw an imaginary line there. Where those two lines connect in the center of your head is where you're going to want to sit. Would you go ahead and be there? Be in the center of your head. You might notice right now, if you have any trouble doing that, who's in there with you? Do you have company? Say hello. I see you. And move them out of your head. Ask them to leave or push them out. Just do it. No problems. No effort. This is your head, not theirs. Good job. Now that you have that space in there to sit as a spirit, this is Command Central. Can't drive the bus unless you're in the driver's seat, and this is the spot for you to be. From the center of your head, I'd like you to notice each chakra. The first, the second, the third chakra. Say hello to the fourth and the fifth, sixth, and the seventh. And be aware of the feet chakras right now. Right there in the arch of your foot, they may be tingling at this point because they're ready to run some earth energy. Would you go ahead and open up the chakras in the feet? You do this like a camera lens opening and closing, or the dimmer switch to a light, opening, making it brighter and less bright. Open it up right now and let that fresh earth energy start to come from within the planet right up into those leg channels. They run from the feet chakras through the legs and up into the first chakra. That earth energy will flow up those legs. You're probably feeling it right now as it's starting to clear out any energy or things that you have in the leg channels that are not yours. Let that earth energy be nice and fresh as it cleans out those leg channels and starts to run into the first chakra, swirling around in that first chakra, drawing anything out of the first chakra that you don't want in there, and dropping it down the grounding cord. The earth energy comes up the legs, into the first, and goes down the grounding cord. Take a nice deep breath. and enjoy that earth energy. You can think of the energy channels as garden hoses and the earth energy as water. Adjust this energy by opening or closing those chakras at this time. Kind of notice, is it comfortable for you what you're running? Does it feel too heavy or too light? Adjust your energy so that the amount of earth energy flowing through the legs is a comfortable energy for you. Let your body feel good with this. Notice that it's validated. Bodies like earth energy. Sometimes if you notice you're getting a little spacey or body's not very comfortable, you may just need to be checking to see if you're running your earth energy. This time, check and see if that amount is comfortable. And don't forget to keep breathing. Nice, deep breaths. They not only like earth energy, but bodies like breathing. Now, as you're in the center of your head and you're allowing this energy to flow and you're enjoying this, I want you to notice the crown chakra in the top of your head. You're probably already feeling that tingling up there because your cosmic energy wants to run, and you're ready to do it. So you can open up the crown chakra at this time and call in some of that cosmic energy right through the crown and direct this energy into the cosmic energy channels that run from the crown chakra down along either side of the spine to the first chakra. This is also like water flowing down that channel, and you can check it and adjust it to see if it's strong enough or too much, too little. How do you want it to run? Go ahead and say hello to that cosmic energy and experience that as it runs down the back channel. As it's flowing, let it fill into the back of each chakra and empty into the first chakra to mix with the earth energy. It's going to swirl around in there a little bit, and some of that cosmic energy will keep going right down the grounding cord and let it clean out the grounding cord. Some of it's going to swirl around in the first chakra, mingle with the earth energy, and start to flow up a channel up the front of your body. And it's going to flow right out up through the face and out the top of the head, kind of fountaining out, to let it fountain out the top of your head and flow through the aura, cleansing the aura as it drops down and goes down your grounding. You're being a self-cleaning unit right now. You're flushing out your aura and your entire body with the earth and cosmic energy. That first chakra is acting a little bit like a pump right now to pump that mixture of 5% earth energy and the rest cosmic up that front channel. Want to run just about 5% of earth energy up the front. Cosmic energy could be like hot water to you and the earth energy cold, and they mingle and become lukewarm as they go up the front. Now, as that energy fills into the front of each chakra and it travels up that front channel, at the fifth chakra in your throat, about two-thirds of this energy is going to branch off to flow across those arms and out the palms of the hands and into the aura. That's where your hand chakras are. They're probably warming up right now. Let that energy flow out the shoulders and the arms. And the remaining energy will be fountaining out the top of the head and into the aura. And all this is a neutral energy that's going to be cleaning the aura. You're now starting to clean out your aura. Just kind of take a nice deep breath again and watch your energy run. Just enjoy it. Notice how effortlessly this happens. You don't have to do anything. It's just flowing. It's doing its job. It's helping you clean out. It's saying hello to you, and you're saying hello to it. Good job. Now, as you're cleaning out the aura, you might notice, how big is it? Maybe your aura is the size of the county that you're in. This is a time for you to say hello to the bubble around you that's your aura and start to draw it closer to you so that it feels comfortable. About 12 inches around your body would be a good place right now. Bring that aura around you and increase your grounding cord so that includes your aura. And let your whole space be grounded. Let anything in the aura that you want to release drop down through that grounding cord. As your energy is flowing, you may be noticing any place where you feel a cold area or a hot spot or maybe some pain or discomfort. This is a block of energy. Maybe somebody else has got an energy in there and your energy isn't flowing there. Notice these spots right now and let the cosmic and earth energy heal and release these blocks. Allow it to flow and clean out and drain the energy down the grounding so that everything is moving in your natural state of your energy flowing and moving. Wherever the energy doesn't move is usually where you'll find a block. Would you check and see if you have a protection rose on the outside of that aura right now? You're getting it nicely cleaned out. You might want to keep it that way. Would you let yourself see a picture of a big, beautiful, fresh red rose? So fresh you can smell it. Be right at the edge of your aura, about 12 inches in front of you. Nice big rose. And let it have the longest stem you've ever seen on a rose, right down into the center of the earth. Has roots in the center of the earth. Let that be a grounded protection rose. And be aware that this rose can collect up energy in it and keep things from coming into your aura and your body that you're cleaning out right now. Notice how relaxed you are at this moment. Again, you have no problems and there's no effort in this. This is something you give to yourself. Running energy is only for you. It's not for solving everything. It's for fun. It's for you. It's to say hello. If you're getting a little too serious about this, you might just start to bring in another gold sun that has your amusement in it. Your ability to enjoy yourself, to have a good time, to enjoy this flow of energy that you're experiencing, that's a hello to you. This is your meditation space. This is your time for a clean out. Say hello to yourself. Say hello to the Supreme Being. He may have something to tell you. You may have something to tell yourself. Take another nice deep breath and enjoy running your energy. Continue to run your energy until this tape ends for your personal meditation time, and then turn the tape over and we'll work on mock-ups and havingness. Have fun.